take us a little bit through the recovery and then the refocus time, because I mean, we heard that had to have been one of the most, you know, adrenaline dumping games to finish it off and to finish it that way, and then to have to refocus for one of the biggest battles of your professional careers has got to be an interesting double whammy.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's just the nature of the NLL, though, honestly. I think every game takes a physical toll on your body, and it's all about how you come back from that. I think we have quite a short turnaround to get into this championship series, but it's what we've prepared for all year. I don't think the scheduling or anything is going to mess with anyone's mentals. I think everyone's going to be dialed in, ready to go.
That was actually, I didn't realize that was such a big thing, but I think down south of the border, it was made a huge deal out of, you know, the advantage that they thought they would get with an extra week off. But I always thought at this stage of the season, you want to stay playing and you don't want to have that extra week off. Like, do you feel like maybe there's an advantage to staying fresh versus having the, you know, too much time laying off?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it helps that we have a young team with a lot of really good athletes. So we're going to be able to recover well, I think, better than most teams in that situation. And then I think, you're going to have to ask me the second part of that question again, sorry.
Oh, just about getting ready for, what was the second part? I'm
sorry about that.
Not to worry. The first part was good.
Good.
Guys, just go, each of you, if you wouldn't mind responding to the idea of what you're coming up against from Buffalo this weekend, first of all, Zach.
Yeah, obviously, they've been there before the last 5 years, like Gary was saying. They're a super experienced team. They got a lot of veterans on the back end. And then obviously they have the greatest goalie of all time, I think, in Matt Flynn.
How do you exploit that defense? What do you have to do?
We just have to get to the dirty areas and really sacrifice our bodies, honestly. If you stand on the outside and just flog shots, they rarely get through. So we're going to have to get to the middle of the floor, set hard picks, and just grind for 60 minutes, and that's something we can do, and that's something we have been doing, I think, consistently as an offense for the past 5 or 6 games now. So we're ready to go.
Jake, your thoughts on Buffalo? What do you have to do in order to overcome them?
We need to be disciplined and not make any mistakes, like disciplined and not taking penalties, and disciplined with our choices on the floor, because they're not going to give us many opportunities, so we don't want to give them any freebies as well. First and foremost, and they're experienced and they work extremely hard. They know what it takes in the hard work aspect. Like, they were the hardest working team we played this year when we played them at home back in January or February, whenever it was, and I'm sure it's only going to be worse for us this time, so we got to match that.
So the experience for them overcomes any of the numbers, be they positive or negative for them coming into them, and the same goes for you guys. Numbers don't mean a whole heck of a lot when you get to a best of three series.
Yeah, no, they don't mean anything. You just have to win 2 games, and I like our chances in a best 2 out of 3 because I think we could outwill longer and outlast longer, and that's one of the biggest things I believe about this group.
What's your X factor then in this series, Seth?
I think it's Frankie. Yeah. I think he's been outstanding this playoff run. He's been outstanding all season. I think he should win goalie of the year this year, and he's been our X factor all year, and it's going to continue to do so.
All the award finalists should win, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, GM, coach,
yeah, exactly.
Defensive player, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see. Yeah. I mean, we had a great year this year.
When you consider where this franchise has been the last few years, to have this type of success really is pretty cool to see this all come together like this.
Yeah, I think last year was. It may not have been telling as far as our record at the end of the year, but I think everyone within the locker room knew what we had. So I think it really started last year, and then the additions that we made in the off season, and then just the experience guys gained. Our team just got a lot better this year.
In terms of limiting, you know, their scores and their offense, I would imagine possession is going to be huge, and it starts with the face-offs. You guys obviously have been a big face-off team all year, but is there kind of an equal foe in Buffalo in terms of, you know, just the loose balls and forcing turnovers and finding those bouncing loose balls, whether it is a face-off or just off of a rebound?
Yeah, I'll let Jake handle that.
I was going to say, that's probably a
he's the loose ball god.
I guess it's the face-offs aren't even going to be It's not going to be one way or the other, so it's almost like you're going to race that part of the game, because they're going to win their draws, we're going to win our draws, and that's what happens after that, I think.
What's it been like watching a guy like Matt Hossett this year? Like, what's he taught you? What have you learned from him?
Yeah, I think, firstly, like, it's no surprise how, if you watch the way he takes care of his body and the way he prepares for a game, mentally and physically, it's not a surprise at all to see the way he plays. Like, he's so good, and I mean, some of his behavior off the floor, he knows when to be serious, he knows when to be funny, and his leadership, he knows how to bring his locker room together. Like, I mean, he was a new guy on our team 6 months ago, and now he's the heart of our team. So, like, it just shows how much of a good guy he is.
What's it like playing for Derek Keenan? What has he taught you over the past couple of years, and just what's he like?
He's can't say enough good things about him. Obviously, he's the most winningest coach there is. So obviously, it's great to be around a winner like that every day. And he just instills winning attitude and habits into guys week in and week out. And it's just the little things that he says. When he speaks, everyone listens. He commands the room, and that's just how much respect everyone has for him. It's been fantastic ever since he hopped back on her bench last year. I have nothing but good things to say.
How's Jimmy helped the offense? Obviously, that's a guy who played both positions when he was playing, but like, how's he helped the offense this year?
He's been great, man. Like, you can tell he works hard at it during the week. We know he's a busy guy, but he's had great game plans for us, like, all season, and I think some games that really it was on the offense, just not executing the game plans, but he's been dialed in all year. And I'm, like Jake said, his energy is so good. He really is. He said Matt's the heart of our team, and I think Jimmy also is the second beating heart of our team.
Yeah,